Okay, Sabah Josh, you're on.
So
if you find money that's lying on the ground between two kupot, between two of the shofarot, let's say between shkalim and lindava, it doesn't seem to make sense because, of course, the tikkun chadatin was the first of the kupot, and the davot, the sixth of the davot were the last, assuming that they were listed in order, this can't happen. Of course, this is the first thing that the Gemara is going to be troubled with. So, but in any event, we found money between the two shofarot for the shkalim and for the nedava. What do? We go according to the karov, because we learn out from the pasuk that tells us what to do in the case of the egla rufa, that the Torah relies on that which is closer to determine the halacha, correct? So here too, if it's karov l'shkalim, yiplu l'shkalim. If it's karov l'nedava, yiplu l'nedava. And if it's mechza l'mechza, yiplu l'nedava. If we can't determine that it's closer to any of them, then we go to the more chamur use. Because look, after all, if we put it in the shkalim, the money might be used for things like building the walls of the city. That was what the Shiori Alishka was used for. So certainly we don't want to take something that was meant for an Ayla and use it for what would be the equivalent of a secular use in terms of that. Therefore, we're machmer. Bein Eitzim Lalavona, let's see that it falls between the Pushka, the shofar for Eitzim, and the shofar for the Livona. So again, we go Korov, if it's Korov Leitzim, Yiplu Leitzim. Lalvona, Yiplu Lalvona. But Mechza Lamechza, over there the Livona is Chashuv. Why? Even though the Eitzim are also put obviously on the Eish, because Eitzim are essentially a Hechsher for the Korban. They allow the Korban to be burned, whereas the Livona is entirely Korban in its essence. Let's say it falls between the Kinim and the Gozlei Olah, according at least to the Mandi Omar, who holds that they're not both Olot. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're both Olot. But according to the Chachomim, we say that the Gozalot are the Olah, but the Kinim is Echad Le'olah Ve'echad L'chatos. So again, if it's Korov L'Gozlei Olah, Siplu L'Gozlei Olah, but if it's Mechza L'Mechza, then it goes L'Chumra. What's the L'Chumra? L'Goz Le'ola, because after all the Yoyla is burnt entirely on the Mizbeach. The question is, of course, that leads to a number of issues. I mean, first of all, what happens to the poor woman who gave the money into her kinim and it said that she could rely on the fact that it was going to get there? I mean, if somehow this money fell out, she's going to assume that the carbon was brought. The other issue is that if, in fact, this is a chatas, and we're putting it into the Eila thing, then it turns out that we're using Chatas for Eila, which is completely possible. So how can we bring something possible in the Mizbeach? Yeah, the Gemara is going to ask both of these questions. Bein Chulin L'Maser Sheni, in general, now getting into, not even in your own home, you find money between a pile of money that was Chulin money and money that was meant for Maser Sheni. Again, you can go L'Kula based on Karov, because the Torah relies on Korov Regla Rufa. So Korov L'Chulin Yiplu L'Chulin, Korov L'Maaser Sheni Yiplu L'Maaser Sheni and should be eaten in Yerushalayim, Mechza L'Mechza Yiplu L'Maaser Sheni, Zeaklal, Holchin Akar HaKorov L'Hakel, and Mechza L'Mechza L'Achmir. And that includes, and there were not quite a number of cases we left out, we didn't go to every one of the Pushkes over here, but this is the klal. The reason that we mentioned the ones that we mentioned is because in these particular cases, we have clear-cut chidushim. In fact, the Gemara is going to be so disturbed by it, it's going to ask about the chidushim. Excuse me, says the Gemara. Yeah.
We're assuming that, how did it get there? Assuming it fell out or not, she never put it into either one.
It may have fallen out as she was putting it in.
She didn't know.
Yeah. So lohutzucha the lo bein shkolim lekinim. Excuse me, but isn't the shofar that's next to the shkolim is the one for kinim? That was the order in the mission. It's reasonable to assume that the order that it's described is the order that it was actually set up in. Otherwise, why did we put it that way? Says Rabbi Avon b'shem Rabbi Pinchas. And in fact, this would be the reason that we needed to say this opening case, because we wanted you to know that based on this, we can see that kimin kublaim is the nusach that probably should say. Kublaim is a type of tafshit. So it's a type, in other words, it's something round, like a ring, actually like an ankle ring. And we had the shofarot in a circle, in which case the taklin charatin, which was the first shofar, actually was next to the nadava, meaning the last of the nadavot. So that's the reason, in fact, that we would want to say this first case, is Gufa to tell me that chiddush. Then you said mechza le mechza. I mean, is today different? The weather. Weren't you the one who insisted on having hot all year round? Thank you. That hot is fine. Mechza le mechza yiplu l'nedava. Now, why would that be? I mean, shouldn't it fall just as lightly to shkalim? So lo tzucha de lo mechza le mechza yiplu shkalim. Shouldn't we have said it should fall to shkalim? I mean, after all, the shkalim are used for things that are very chomer. They're used for the tzrochim of the chatos of the tzibur, for kapora and the tzibur. I mean, so itaboy meim Hashem yiplu l'shiyarei lishka. Some want to say, because let's say that this coin, we're going to put it back now into the Lishka. Now who's to say that it'll go into the Trumas HaLishka? Maybe at the Shirai? The Shiari HaLishka were used for all sorts of secular type things. I mean, building walls and that waterworks and so on. Certainly money that was meant for an Ayla shouldn't be used for that. The Itabai Meimar Sheva, Itabai Meimar rather, Mechza LaMechza is Kamisha Mate. Others want to say that the reason that we give it over here to the Motarot is because, remember, we had before a question of what happens if somebody had been mafresh a shekel, and then before putting it into the pushka for the shkolim, he died. And Rabbi Yosef said over there, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Adana Taman Shamit Ko Rabbi Yehuda Shal Shmuel, while I was still visiting Baba, I heard Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel, what would be the din if Ifri Shiklova made? Amarle, and he answered him, Yiplu l'nidava. So since over here we have no information, not being able to track the person to whom the shekel belongs, as we look at it as if, who knows if it's meant to be put into shkalim. Since we've determined that those things that were perhaps meant for shkalim but can't be put in shekel l'nidava, so that means that the shkalim are meant l'nidava. Meanwhile, once we bring this up, so we already talk about motar asiri ta'ifa, because this is a din. I mean, we have special halachas as we've gone through motar chatat, we know. But what's the din of motar asiri ta'ifa? On the one hand, in Yechezkel, we find the asiri ta'ifa, interestingly enough, we find it called a chatat, because it says over there that the kohen is nichnas, is mevi chatato, half in the morning and half in the evening, which is nuts, but there is no such chatas. So obviously he's referring to the asirita ifa as a type of chatat, in which case maybe we should treat it like a motor chatat. Said Rabbi Yochanan, no, yolechem liyam melach, because we have a miut that only motor chatat goes to Ola, but this is not really a chatat. Whereas Rabbi Elazar omer, no, since we find the Novi referring it to a chatat, Yiplu l'nidava. Now, let me ask you something. About that next case, you find money between the two kupot, one of which is lakinim, which means that half of it is for korban chatas, and one of which is the geizli yoylets, entirely for the yoylets. It says over there, if it's mechza mechza, you have to go l'chumra. What's the l'chumra? That you give it to the ayla. But wouldn't that mean that you're giving a chatas to an ayla, which is a psul? So how can you give over a chatas? We're not talking about maizres, we're talking about the money for the chatas itself. Ask the Gemara, is it not in this case yesh chatat kreva ola? How can you possibly bring a chatas as an ayla? Chizkia b'shem Rish Lakish says that this is one of the fundamental Tznaei Beit Din, and we'll find a lot of these, that Beis Din is matne, they make a condition on the money when they give it over to Hekdesh, that Beit Din is matne, that motarot of all types, meaning motarot in our sense, so we don't have what to do with them, these motarot should be brought as an oila, and this is in fact a type of motarot, because it's money that might have been given to a chatas, is now left over because we can't use it for the chatas. So the meila, what do we do with it? We use it as an oila. But still, the woman didn't know that her money was going to be used as an oila, and it says that she can be absolutely certain that everything was taken care of. How can she be mitchaperet b'chlal? Rav Yitzchak Tnai Beit Dinu. There was another Tnai Beit Din with the Sapakim. This poor Sapak's really got his hands full, let me tell you. So not only did he have to take on himself changes in the market value of the Tovat Hekdesh in any direction, not only did he have to take upon himself a guarantee that nothing will go wrong with the things that he's bringing, but he even had to guarantee that he will make up for any lost funds. So if they find money, so then it's just like he's misapek those other things. He's misapek the psulot, meaning where we have a problem, we can't use the money, even though it might be for a chatas. He'll have to supply an extra bird for a chatas for any of these cases. Richie! I was waiting for this moment. And just to make up for it, I brought you another.
Oh, no, I found it.
Oh, you found it. Okay, all right, fine. Thank you.
We can't use the purchase tickets in any way to help ascertain, some of these things might have been lost, the extra money might have come from.
No, these weren't purchase tickets. These were money that was deposited directly into push. It wasn't a chotemet over here. That was only where we have the complications of which nesach for which thing. We'd never know. So, yeah. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaro. Under your chair, Richard. And by the way, that's set to 2 out of 10. My next big move, Richard. You'll write it up as a mutation. So, how about the other cases, says the Gemara? So, lo tzrucha, de lo, ben ktoret leitzim, le levona, le zahav, le kaporet. I mean, what happened to all the other cases? He's going to have to, if money, we notify him that we found money that we're not sure. If it was an oil, we put into the oil, but you're going to have to be misapek chatas. It's one of your, yeah.
And if it wasn't from there, it's okay because.
Well, it doesn't actually, nothing actually goes on the mizbeach of the chatas, so it's really not a problem. That's the one thing that is brought as a suffix, remember?
Right.
Except we just don't eat it.
And with birds, nobody eats anyway.
Yeah, no, eat it. We won't eat this one. It's not eaten, but it's brought. That's when you can bring a chatas of a suffix because of this issue.
Normally they would eat it.
You let it become nosa, yeah. So what about all the other cases? I mean, we just mentioned these. I mean, why dafka these? How about the ktoret was next to the eitzim, the eitzim was next to the levona, the levona was next to the zov. So what about mentioning those? Well, I mean, we're not interested in just blabbing. Tanita b'sofa. I mean, that's the end of the mission, isn't it? Zeh klal hochina harakarov mechza lachmir. The reason that we mention these cases is because, in fact, they have very important implications. The first one teaches us that the pushkas were arranged in a circle, because otherwise, how could we possibly have the tiklin chadatin next to the nadava? So that's an important limud. The din of eitzim. That even though Eitzim, a person could be neither Eitzim, nonetheless the Eitzim have a loch of Hechsher, Makshire Karban, as opposed to Levina, is a big Kiddush. And we need to know that. And this last case, for sure, is a lot of Kiddushim. This thing about the Sapak is a Kiddush. That there's a Tanai Bezdin on Motor Chatati that isn't really Motor Chatat, that's a big Kiddush.
I mean, all of these things we need to learn. The other cases follow naturally from the klal that we rely on Karev, even the Kula, and that we go Lahachmer, where we have Mechz al Mechz, and everything else follows from that. Sorry, but this mic doesn't pick up in that direction.
Talking in a circle, we're talking about the first case was the one on one side to the divergent, the opposite one. Correct? We're talking about the one on the opposite side of that circle?
No, right next to it.
Next to it.
Do we have one that's talking?
No.
I thought that was the whole point of the first one that we were talking about, that it's in a circle and therefore.
No. Okay. Just follow your natural tendency to go round and round in circles, not across a circle.
So
the last nedava is right up against the first tikkun charti.
It goes all the way around, and yeah. So that's the last, and that's where it is.
It would apply to that, too. It would apply to that, too, I guess.
No, well, if it was
find it somewhere in the middle.
If it was in the
the circles in Barney's neighborhood.
No,
the answers to the
I don't know.
We don't know.
It's not clear.
And are we?
We're
right down there.
It's not clear at all. I mean, we had the two issues by Yehoyada Kohen, which was the marker of the whole thing. One of them was all the way at the entrance before you came in, because according to one man, the armor was for Tamei. So that means it was outside.
Outside the
Harbai? No, maybe in the entrance to the Azara, but for Tamei, we couldn't come into, you know. I mean, that's our marker. Right? We'll to say clearly that we know where it is, I don't know if anyone
knows.
I don't think that there's any mikor for precisely where it was located.
Is it possible that there were sets at different places? Is it there was only one set?
It certainly is possible, because we answered that according to the Mandi Omer, who said there was only one thing for the Yoda Kohen, and that there was Sinifim. You know, they put up ATMs all over, and why should they have the...
Isn't that an issue with the
Kurel
as far as the amounts in each box? Or
are we
just assuming it was on the way in and not from
the back? Yeah, right. Those box can't leave.
Sabah Josh? Heilige Mishne, Halacha Bet.
Ma'ot shenimtzu lifnei socharei behima. Now let's move on to discuss not things that are found between two pushkets, but rather we have in the Yerushalayim people that are selling behimot, and now we find, because most of the money that was being used to purchase behemoth all year round in Yerushalayim was money of Ma'aser Sheni, because even the people that had come only for Olei Regalim, who would bring their money with them, the money from the whole year, they weren't able to complete using up their money all year round, so they would leave them. The main use of the money was for the purchase of Shlomi, so that they would leave it for people in Yerushalayim, their relatives and so on, to be able to utilize that money during the course of the year. What are they going to do with it? They can't. There's nothing else to do with it. Therefore, money that's found in front of the counter of people who are selling behemoth, we have to assume, because of the rov, now we're moving on to rov, until I'm talking about karov, we have to assume our meiser. But in the Harabayit, it's chulin. Interestingly enough, in Yerushalayim, it depends on the day. Why does it depend on the day? The Gemara and the Bavli is masbir, that in Yerushalayim, it wasn't like the rova today. They actually used to clean the streets every day. In which case, if anything had been left on the streets yesterday, it would no longer be there. You could be sure of that. So if you pick up something today, it must have fallen from today. Mashenkein, interestingly enough, on the Harabayit, they did not clean. The reason they didn't clean them is for two reasons. First of all, the Harabayit is a wide open space, which is open to the elements, and it's constantly, the wind is constantly cleaning it. Secondly, you're not allowed to put dirt on the Harabayit. So everybody who comes on has to clean off his feet. Oh, you can't go on no shoes. You can't go on Bavak Sharagam. It's like a Japanese home. So what do you have to be? What do you have to wash the down every day for? So Mamela, in the Harabayit, you're going to have to be chayshish that it was there for before, and therefore you have to average out the money over the course of the year. But in Yerushalayim, it depends on the day. So b'sharka yomot ha'shana chulin, if it's a regular day of the year, not during the regular, then the money is probably chulin. I mean, certainly rove money is chulin. B'sha'at ha'regel, you have to assume even in Yerushalayim, ha'kol ma'aser, because all of the people that came up, that's the money that they bring. That they've been waiting a whole year for this opportunity.
Yeah, but maybe it would
Bishat HaRegel include the Erev Yom Tov?
Is everybody still? Mishtar people, once people come, that's what they're there for. Boser Shenimtza Ba'azara. Now, how about if you find a piece of meat? If you're in the Azara and you find a piece of meat, it depends on what it's shaped like. If it's an aver, in other words, it's not cut up for eating purposes, but rather it's a whole piece of the animal, then it's undoubtedly a carbon oila, because that's what we did to the oila. Was nitachuta linitacheha. So we cut up the oila according to the parts of the animal that the Torah defines, and therefore, if it was meant for somebody to eat, it certainly wouldn't be a whole side of an animal and so on. But if it's chatichot, if it's cut to size for human portions, if you have steaks, then you have to assume if it's in the Azara, what kind of meat is it eaten in the Azara? Chataot, kachikachi, was eaten by Kohanim. And therefore you can assume that it's a karman chatat. How about in the streets of Yerushalayim? You have to assume that if it's cut up, that it's zivchei shlamim. Because that anybody can eat within Yerushalayim. And again, most of the meat there would be shlamim, because there are people who are waiting to eat their kachim there. However, you can't eat any of this meat anyways. So if you can't eat any meat anyway, so why do I need to know what it is? Well, that's good, but not to know the difference between the oil and the chatas. I mean, that would be good for that. It's actually Nageya. The Rambam says it's Nageya only if you went ahead and ate it. Are you chayev? What would you be chayev? Is there a me'il and so on and so forth? But you can't eat it anyway.
Can you give it to your dog?
No, definitely not to your dog. No. Even if you knew what it was, you can't give it. You can't give both a kachuma. Now, in any event, you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Well, bepashtus, you can't eat it. Lahalacha, you can't eat it because of hesachadat. We know that the moment that you turn your mind away from Kodesh, it's immediately a psul. We had a machlokas whether it's a psul as tuma or it actually is a din tuma. In other words, we say that since you weren't taking care of it, so we're going to assume that it became tame. Or is it a separate psul? That we saw a machlokas throughout kachim. It kept coming up. But there's certainly such a psul.
Right, with
the Rabbana.
In Basra in general.
We're going to get to that actually in today's Gemara. That's the Shinis Alim and Ayin. Right. So the other reason that it may be that it has to be to ubar tzurato, why you're not allowed to eat it, because you found it, but you don't know when it fell. How do you know that it isn't already nota? So even without a psul of hesachadat, you'd still have to worry about what this basar is.
Also, so the streets being cleaned, etc., to answer when it fell. Is it possible it would be from yesterday?
For the shlomim, you mean? Oh, that's a very good point. Maybe it's talking about not necessarily on the street. We'll see in a moment why your question is a very good question. We'll see in the Gemara. But zev zet to ubar tzurato, you'll have to wait until it becomes notar, and obviously there will be a difference if it's shlomim or if it's kachay gadashim. Does it have 2 days to become notar, 1 day to become notar? But you have to wait till it becomes notar. V'yetzele beit hasrifa, and then out it goes to be burned. Nimtza begvulim, abet stam. In your town, you find meat. So if it's a whole aver, then it's assumed to be a nevela. Because people usually do use busa nevelas for dog food. Or if they have a pet lion, it's nice to give a whole piece of an animal to a lion. They don't like cut up steaks. So memela, it's probably a nevela. And rov, an aver would be an avela. Nimtza, begvulin as echatichot, then it would be mutarot. If it's in a place which is where most of the makolin are Jewish stores, so then you can assume that it's kosher meat. Ubeshat haregel, shabasar meruba, af evorim mutarot. When it comes time during the regel, there's tons and tons of meat that's available. People, they don't have time necessarily to cut everything up or in advance. I mean, what do you buy meat in a supermarket where they have things cut up? It's a lot of tircha. So you carve your meat over the period of the regal. Over there in Okinami, even the Evarim should be assumed not to be Nevela. No, doesn't matter which church. You remember the story in Chulun when Basar fell from the sky? They said, most of the people are Jewish, so it's kosher. Can you imagine? Says the Gemara. Now, wait a minute over here. Lo tzucha, the lo barabayit? I don't understand. You're telling me that in barabayit, the assumption is that it's chulun. Lo tzucha, the lo barabayit kodesh? What about the money that the gizbar has in arabayit? Well, you said if you have a suffix, you have to be machmir. I mean, might this not be money that the gizbar was meant to be giving over to a sapak, and it fell from him? There's a lot of money, after all, that's being kept for the shkol. I mean, you're telling me it's vadai chulin. I mean, I would assume that most of the transactions that were done in the Harabayit, but no, people don't go into the Harabayit carrying their money, and they're not allowed to go in with a money belt. So then the money that you found is not from Stam, a guy walking around with his wallet. It's found money of Hegdash. If it's the money of Hegdash, then it should be Kodesh. So I don't understand why the Mishnah says that it's Chulin. Says Rabbi Ba and Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Chazaka, She'en HaKohen Motzi Min HaLishka Ma'ot, Achu Mechalalan Ala Behima. Instead of the Kohen, the Gizbor, taking money from the Lishka, and bringing it over to the sapak, so that meanwhile there's time in which it might fall and someone would be nichshal, he doesn't do the chilul of the moz through an act of purchasing. He actually does the chilul as chilul. So he's mechalal the money on the incoming goods, then he removes it and takes it and gives it to the supplier. That way there won't be any nichshal that comes from it. Memela, you can rely, and that's exactly the chiddush of the Mishnah. You can rely that the money that you find, even though it's here in the Beit HaMikdash, assumption is that it's chulin, surprisingly.
Anything else in the box?
Yeah.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
The Mishnah earlier said, Shloshes HaShavis of the Mikdash. So the Rambam can learn Mikdash is Yerushalayim, not in the Harabayis. But if not, isn't it that even though you couldn't wear a sudar on Harabayis, that you would be taking money up to the Harabayis? Private people would not have money in their pockets. I can't go out with my wallet out, but wouldn't I have money?
Why the Lashon there isn't Mikdash? Is the word Mikdash?
It's the Harabayis.
Yeah.
That's the Arniki. But I might be bringing up money to put in to handle Kosamas, to put into.
I understand, but there's certainly Ruba. The money there is belongs to Hegdash already. There's an awful lot of transactions going on in money to Hegdash. I mean, it doesn't have to be cool.
The overwhelming proportion would be Hegdash.
Of course.
Not that the individual wouldn't have money
all. No, the whole thing was based on Rove all along. Okay. But why isn't this Rove was the question. Okay. Now, you said Basar Shanim and so on and so forth. Why can't you eat it? So Rabbi Elazar B'Shem Rabbi Oshia says, in general, he wasn't referring to this, we were going to bring a riot from this Mishnah to him, that Hisiyadat is the Yerushalmi Lashon Het Isiach. Often we find the Het and the Ayin are mitchalfim, especially between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. So Hisiach Dat is here Hisiach Dat.
There's another element of meaning that his mind left.
Yeah, you know, Chinami. But that's part of the Chiluf of Het V'Ayin. It's like what happens to Barnea very often.
He's traveling.
It's not, yeah, of course. So it's Ta'un Ibur Tzura. Exactly what the Mishnah implies. The moment that you may see Arbat, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to wait until it becomes notar. Because it says in the Mishnah, why wouldn't you be allowed to eat it? Must be because you were Mesi Arbat. Om Rabbi Yossi, V'yeyut? You call that a riot? I say what you're saying. You don't know when it fell. So you can't eat it not because of Eschadat. You can't eat it because you don't know whether it was already notar. The fact that I need to wait until it becomes notar means a chumrah. Then in the event that it wasn't notar, I have to wait until I know it's notar. But certainly I'm not allowed to eat it in the eventuality that it might be notar. What does this have to do with Eschadat? You can't prove anything from here. So, lefum kain tzorech meimar to ubar tzorato, meaning vada'it, v'yetze lebet asrefa. Where do you see esachadat anywhere in the Mishnah?
That's when the question is stronger.
Yes, so now your question exactly, the question that you asked before now is a very meaningful question. Because since we include over here the Basar Shlomim, and we're saying you're not allowed to eat the Basar Shlomim, Barnea's question was, if we find it in a place in Yerushalayim, and after all, Shukei Yerushalayim are cleaned every day, then it must have fallen today. Right? But that would assume that the place where it fell from was the Mokam HaSiyato, which is not necessarily true, of course. It could have fallen from somebody's basket from yesterday's Shlomim. We have no idea what it is.
So why would Shlomim be inside of Rosh Hashanah? Isn't Barney's question on the
side of Rosh Hashanah, not on the Mikdash? Yeah.
Inside the
Mikdash,
it's not swept every day. It wouldn't be shy.
Correct.
So why
that's why
Shlomim
he only asked it about the Shlomim.
So why would Shlomim have gone outside of the Beis Hamikdash?
Because that's where they belong. Shlomim belong outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's where they're eaten. Rabbi Kritzva b'shem Rabbi Yezbe b'chanina says, when it says in our Mishnah that if you find stam, a piece of meat that isn't cut into a portion, that it's assumed to be an avela, that doesn't mean it's a chumrah that you're not allowed to eat it as an avela. It means that you would actually be loken alayim mishum nevela, it's vadai nevela. And in fact, again, matnita amrakim, we could see this from our Mishnah. In the same way that it says, what's the statement here? Evareim are nevelot, chatichot are mutarot. When it says chatichot or mutarot, does it mean there's suffic mutarot? Obviously, chatichot mutarot means chatuchot mutarot bevadot. In other words, it's telling us, I have a right to define the piece as it is. So if that's the case, then the same thing is true of the rest of the statement. So that when in the same way the chatichot or mutarot completely, so too, or mamash, so to the kavate, the evarim of nevelot, meaning mamash, in the sense that lokin aleihem mishum nevela. Rabbi Kritzva b'shem Rabbi Yisrael b'chanina says that im hayu machruzot mutarot, if in fact you had these things tied together the way you would have, what do you call those, the... You know, like when you walk into a butcher shop and they've got like hot dogs or they're tied on a string, but there's a word for it. You can help us. Linguistics. You can't help us in this issue. Oh, yeah. Strings string together. So you have a bunch of fish on a machrozet dagim. Okay. So even if you have large pieces, obviously people are not chorez nevelot. So if you're making a machrozet, then even if it's large pieces, it's undoubtedly mutter. Probably they're baking some biltong over here and it just fell down. Right? They use a lot. They use big pieces. Teisha chanuyot mochorot basar nevela. Ve'achat mocheret basar shchuta. So how about, if you've got our famous case, once we're talking about rov already, now it depends in whether it's kavua or whether it was found. So you have in a city 9 stores that are selling basar nevela and 1 that's selling basar shchuta. And this chalfalo, now he can't remember where this meat came from. Choshesh. In any case of nimtzeit, forget about nitchafu, you found a piece on the ground. Hochinach ha'arov. And you determine here that it would be nevela. On the other hand, if teisha chanuyot mochrot basar shchuta ve'achat mocheret basar nevela, nitchafulo, Choshesh, but nimtzei tochim acharov too. So if you find a piece in the street, as opposed to getting confused as to where you had bought this meat, somebody told you, such and such a store lost its hasher. You don't remember, did I buy it in that store? Or did I buy it in the other store? So that's called kavua, because the suffix is nolad to me, not when it's left the store, but rather about the store. Now, a store is not batel barov, because it is what it is. All that's happened is that you've gotten confused. In that case, we don't go according to a statistical reading. We're thinking, if I find something, so now the question is, statistically, where did it come from? Okay, it came from one of these stores. Most of them are kosher, so I'll be able to eat it. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, hanimtza biyad nochri, kinimtza biplatya. If you have a goy coming along, and he's selling you a piece of meat, that's the equivalent of finding it in the street. Because the suffix is not no lad about the store. The suffix is no lad now, at this moment, that the Jew wants to eat it. This is the first time the halacha comes up, and therefore you're questioning where did it come from in terms of the meat in the town, not about the store. Therefore, it's exactly the same as finding it in the street. So Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Chagai, once there was a maaser where Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Chagai have a mismach for Rebbe Mona. He was supporting Rebbe Mona, and they were walking along. They're walking by this farmer's house. Mikatea minsusia. He cuts a piece of meat from his dead horse. Umafik livra. He takes that meat, he brings it out. Omar le. So he says now to Ramona, I suppose that's what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to when he said you can always rely on meat in the hands of an offer, you know? Is that one of the cases? Why don't we just go buy the meat from him? Man, how could Rabbi Yochanan say something so crazy? He doesn't know that heaven only knows where this guy picked up the meat from the local barn. I mean, why should we assume, Bichlal, that this is like meat in the platya, as if to say, the only issue we have is how many stores are kosher? He could have picked this up in the local kennels, for all we know. So how did he rely on it?
Piece of his dead mother.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you never know. I mean, the silence of the lambs, after all. So, is this what he was referring to? How do the Omer of Yochanan nimtza biyad nochri, ken nimtza beplatya? Omer le, ken Omer of Yosi. Actually, Rabbi Yosi was masbir that what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to was specifically a case of hinshara o oto yotzei mi makolim shal Yisrael. We know for a fact that this guy was in the store. He was in the butcher store. We have no idea now whether he bedafka bought in this store or not. But for us to start wondering that maybe he went to the kennels to buy this meat, that's not our chashash. Our chashash is we don't know which particularly he brought in. So then we could say it's like nimtza beflatya. There was chad bar nash betziporin. There was a gentleman who lived in Tzipori. Was Ozil boy Misbin Kupad min Tapcha, v'lo yoyevle. He wanted to go buy an excellent piece of meat from one of the tabachim who did not like him. The guy refused to sell it to him. He's got better customers. I'm not selling you. It's like, you know, the taxi cab won't take you to the road van. So you gotta figure out a way to get service. So what is he doing? Amalei lachad romai. So he's got this goyish friend over there. He says to him, why don't you go in there and buy a piece of meat from the no good kike? And it's okay. So the guy goes in and brings it to him. So he walks over to the butcher and says, ha, smarty pants. Lo nasivat al karche. I got the piece of meat, whether you wanted to sell it to me or not. Oh, says the butcher, you mean that piece of nevela that I saved for the guy? I hope you enjoyed it. Is it in the cholent pot? Better tell your wife about the pot. So lav boson nevela, obviously. So now the question is, I mean, look, the guy is highly motivated to tell the truth over here, of course. You know. So what's the din? So Rabbi Irmiya b'shem Rabbi Chanina says that they actually brought this maisa, the maisa b'olifnei Rabbi, and he said, lo kulamine meiser makulin tziporin. Because this guy over here has got some agenda, we don't listen to him to bring Isurim to my heksher in Tzipori. The Makolin and Tzipori are kosher. If there was a nevela that day, there's an announcement that's made, as the Gemara Chulin says, that today there was a nevela. They didn't put it that way. They said, Nafal Boser Lebechela, meaning that there's lots of meat for the soldiers to buy today. So people would know to be Zoyer from a goy's meat and so on. But there was no announcement that day. If we're going to believe this guy, then we're going to have to shut down the butcher shop. We're going to now worry that people are keeping Boson Avela in the butcher shop and selling it to the people that they liked, and who knows what they're selling to them. So this guy cannot shake our heksher, our chazaka, on the dinim of the butchers in Tzipori. Rav nakat v'tamon. Now when Rav came to Bovel, chamtun mekilin, v'chona aleihem. He saw that they were very makil in these issues of rove and so on. And he wanted to be machmer on them, and there was a maisa. And of course, Rav was the one who was very machmer on the din of basar shenes alim in ayin. Again, not miyikar adin. So here the Gemara gives the background. We don't know in the Gemara in the Bavli. So that when he came to Bavel, he created a whole series of problems.
For the previous case, but he did answer for that one Jew?
No. He said the guy is not trusted. We don't trust the butcher to say the meat's not kosher when I'm telling you it is kosher. You know, because we understand why he said it's not kosher. He was furious at having been fooled with. You know? So when he created the concept here of basar shenes alim min ha'ayin, so for instance, he saw a chamtun mekilim v'chomer alim, so there was a mice of a chad barnash, ozil boy meshizga, he wanted to go wash off a piece of meat that he had bought in the stream, and askufte v'go nahara, so the piece fell into the river, and he went to go get a net. Chazer boy miskina. He wanted to pick it out of the river and eat it. Amalei Rav Asulacha. Sorry, you can't eat it. Dina Amar, because I have to assume Ahi Shataf Nara. The original piece that you dropped was actually washed away by the river, and now Vaite Chored in Avela Tachtoy. Just happens that the river has washed up a big piece of Avela, and now that's the Avela you're picking up. I'm sorry, you can't eat it.
Same size.
I mean, it's a question. If I can recognize it, then it's already. The Gemara talks about what's considered to be tviut ayin in meat, according to the type of cut, and so on and so forth. Chad barnash av a mahalach b'shuka toin kupat. There was another mice of a guy who was walking through the shuk who was carrying a piece of meat, and ata daite v'chatafte minei v'tlakte. So it comes along a bird, a daya. Grabs it out, he was carrying it along in a little basket on his head, and the bird picks it up and drops it up ahead in the street. So Chozer boy misvina, so he wanted to pick it up. Said Rav Tavsari, the Naamar busted Navela have a te'ina v'talakte. How do you know the bird wasn't carrying some Navela and dropped the Navela now and wanted to be marked on itself to take your meat, and you should eat the Navela? So Navela, you can't now pick up this meat either.
It went out of eyesight, we're saying there?
Yeah, went out of eyesight. Okay, fascinating. Let's do our fast review. Moch nimtzu ben eshkam l'nedava korav l'shkalim yiplu l'shkalim l'nedava yiplu l'nedava mechsel mechsi yiplu l'nedava ben eitzim l'alavona korav l'eitzim yiplu l'eitzim l'alavona yiplu l'alavona mechsel mechsi yiplu l'alavona ben kinim l'gozli ola korav l'kinim yiplu l'kinim korav l'gozli ola yiplu l'gozli ola mechsel mechsi yiplu l'gozli ola ben chulin l'maaseh sheni in your own home korav l'chulin yiplu l'chulin l'maaseh sheni yiplu l'maaseh sheni mechsel mechsi yiplu l'maaseh sheni. Meaning la'akel, of course, even la'akel, not only la'akel. Lo hutzucha delav ben shkolim la'kinin. How do you get ben shkolim la'dava? Rabbi Avun b'shem Rabbi Pinchas says this teaches us that actually kumin b'chuliyar, or the other gears, koblayim, makes more sense. Hayu asuyin. Mechzel mechzel yipul nedava. Why? Lo tzuchu mechzel mechzel yipul shkolim. No. Itaboy meimar. No. Because shem yipul shiore halishka. Itaboy meimar mechzel mechzel kamisha meit. And after all, I'm Rabbi Yusa. We saw earlier. Ada nataman shemait kol Rabbi Yerusha alishmuel. Hifu shiklo meit. What's the din? Omale yipul nedava. Motara siyuta ifashelo. Rabbi Yochanan yilchem liyamabelach. Rabbi Elazar omale yipul nedava. But wait a minute. Kash about the last case. Yesh chatat kriva ola. Chizkiah b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says tnai beitin haya ala motarot shikravu olot. But what about the poor woman? Haisha azot b'mayim mitkaperet. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, there's another tnai beitin with the sapak. Then a misapek et akinim, hu misapek et hafsulot. And shouldn't it have mentioned the other cases about being ktoret leitzim or eitzim lelavona or levona for the zav kaporet? Well, what do you want? Tanita besuf ezek lalo chinachar akarov mechzel mechzel achmir, which includes all of those cases. Mo'ut shenimtzu lifnei socharei beima lo olam maaser ubaharabayet chulin, because we average out the money across the year, ubirushalayim b'sharko yomot hashana chulin, but b'shat haregel, since it only fell today, because it was all cleaned out from yesterday, hakol ma'aser. Boser shenimtza ba'azara, ivarim olot, chatichot chataot, in Yerushalayim, it could be zivchei shlamim, but in any event, none of it's eaten, zevezetu ubar tzurato, kefi it's halacha, the coming night or the night after, v'yetze lebet asrifa, nimtza begvulin, ivarim nevelot, chatichot mutarot, ubeshat haregel shabasar meruba, even ivarim mutarot. Lo tzrucha de lo baharabayit kodesh? Rabbi Ban, Rabbi Chiya, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan says the reason it's chol is chazakah she'ina kohen motzim min alishka ma'ot ad shehu mechalalan first al habeima. Boser shenim to Rabbi Lazar B'shem Rabbi Oshaya. What the din is that it's esach adat toni bur tzura. Om Rabbi Oshaya, and I'll prove it for the Mishnah. To ubar tzura tov yetzil lebet asreifa. Why can't you eat it? Om Rabbi Yossi, v'yeyut? Lo chloe at yachol anyway. Shamanit kalkel tzura tov. Lufum kein tzurich meimar tu bar tzurato, meaning bevadai v'yetzel lebet asreifa. How do you prove esach adat from here? Nimtzu begvulin Rabbi Krisva b'shem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Evorim nevelot means that your mamish lokin aleim mishum nevela, and that's clear from the Mishnah because it says evorim nevelot v'chatichot mutarot. When you say mutarot, doesn't it mean mamish mutarot? So the kavate evorim nevelot is mamish nevelot, meaning lokin aleim mishum nevela. Rabbi Krisva b'shem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, im hayu machruzot mutarot. Teisha chanuyot mochrot b'sar nevela v'achat mocheret b'sar shchuta nitchaf lo choshesh lo nimtzo k'nachar ro. Teisha chanuyot mochrot b'sar shchuta v'achat mocheret b'sar nevela nitchaf lo choshesh b'tzad asofek lo nimtzes k'nachar ro. Om Rabbi Yochanan, you should know that nimtzes is halachically defined, not physically defined. So hanimtze b'yad nochri is k'nimtze b'platya. Rabbi Elazar be Rabbi Chagai avi misvach l'remona chom alachad armon mikateya mitzus yom mafik livro. Omale, I suppose that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant, huh? Hanimtze b'yad nochri k'nimtze b'platya. We should have a yummy piece of horse too. Omale, kein om Rabbi Yossi, it's only ein shirot or yotzi v'makolun shal Yisrael. Chad barnash betzipor and ozo boy misvan kupad min tapcha v'lo yoivle. So Omale lachad romoi was a friend of his v'yaitele. Omale, ha 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 ha, lona savit al korche. Omale, enjoy. Lav bosa nevela yavitle. So Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem Rabbi Chanina says, ma'aseh ba lifnei Rebbe, v'omar lav kol kemine l'meisr makulim d'tziporim. Rav nachat l'taman, chamtun mekilin v'chomer aleihem. So that Chad Barnash was ozeh oboi mishizga, and instead as kufte begonahara, v'inchita for a moment, and then ozeh came back with a net and boy mizvine. Omele Rav, no, sorry sir, asur lecha. Dana amar ahi shatav dara, v'yayte chore de nevela tachtoi. Chad barnash av amalach v'shur katon kupad, ata daite v'chatavte mine, v'talakte. So chazer boy mizvine. Omele Rav, sorry, asur lecha. Dana amar, psar de nevela tavetina, v'talakte, v'nas bahu ochrona.